Okay, next up in the Fastest 15, we got an I Told You So, because once again, we have Seattle taking another big step toward tolling every street in downtown Seattle. And I've told you on about an 18-year timeline, and it has been right on that timeline, that that's been the goal, to toll every street in Seattle. And you may recall, Mike O'Brien, a few months ago, he said, it was so snide, but he said, yeah, when the tunnel is built, there are going to be people who want to avoid the tunnel because they can't afford it. So we got to start tolling every street in downtown Seattle. And I thought, well, this is a classic example of a politician who couldn't possibly be more out of touch. Mike O'Brien, who grew up in Clyde Hill, went to Lakeside, went to Duke, and he says, yeah, if you can't afford the tunnel, we'll find another way to get your money. And so that's what Jenny Durkin has taken another step. She is putting out a lot of money. What they want to do is toll grid all of downtown Seattle. They haven't said exactly what the boundaries would be, but they say once this tunnel gets built, they do not want people to escape the toll. And we're talking about, you know, $500, $1,000 a year that a lot of middle-class, working-class families cannot afford. And just the fact that out-of-touch, lifetime silver spoon dweebs like Mike O'Brien thinks that's the role of government, to get every penny he can out of you.
Well, so like one option is folks that are on 99 that are going to try to divert to get out of the tunnel because they don't want to pay that toll. Do we have some sort of toll that says, hey, you're going to pay a toll one way or the other, so if you're going to use the tunnel, just use it.
What a detestable attitude that is. And then you have Sound Transit, which just announced that they're going forward with tunnels for light rail to Ballard and West Seattle. And only one problem. The Ballard Tunnel looks like it's going to be at least $300 million over budget before they've turned one shovel of dirt. West Seattle undoubtedly will be, I mean, there's an organization that is billions and billions over budget. As I've told you, the most wasteful public agency in the history of the United States of America. And by the time they get the Ballard and West Seattle lines built out, we will have autonomous electric cars that will take you on existing road grid anywhere you want to go for far less money. The free market is driving that. It won't steal six figures from your family. And Sound Transit is costing every family well over $100,000 over a 30-year period. It is a criminally corrupt agency. And now they're already $300 million over budget to Ballard before they've laid one inch of track.